hit tough winds up here. It's quite a bit of turbulence in this next part of the Gemara. Everything up until now has been relatively straightforward. I want to go back to one point before we hit the turbulence. Just want to go back to one point in we left off with the Tosas HaPitzonim and Rabbi Hanan's Hezber in the Tosas HaPitzonim. So I want more feedback from the guys. I want to tell you what I think about the Tosas HaPitzonim. I want to hear what are your thoughts in this regard. That the Tosas HaPitzonim had said that according to one nusach, if the Kohanim come, we're not mochin biyadam. And Rabbi Chanan understood that what that meant was, when he says that we're not mochin biyadam, he understands that that means that when the Kohanim come to be makriv, so then in such a case, there is no problem for them being makriv. Why? Because there's an absolute nemonus on that one person. In other words, that person is nemon al atzma yosef me'ayish, and there's a full nemonus. Versus the second lashon that says that if the kohen either comes innocently or the guy himself is a kohen, so then we don't protest for him. But if we were asked a shaila, we would say it should not be brought. So 2 points. First of all, I find Rav Elchanan's pshat difficult, because if the Tosaf Yitzonim is saying what Rav Elchanan had said, that according to the first daya, that their nemon klap vis-a-vis the whole world, why would you say it in the negative? Why would you say you're not mocha to them? Say it toward the positive, that now there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bring it. Why say it in the negative? Ain mocha biyadam. That's sarachiyu number one I have on Rav Elchanan. Sarachiyu number second point, and therefore I'm not convinced that Rav Elchanan's nafkamina is correct. That even according to the first law shown, that there is a nemonus vis-a-vis the entire world. According to Rav Elchanan, it sounds like if Kohanim would come along and ask a shaila, we heard that this guy thinks he needs chayv a karbon. Adam said that he's not chayv a karbon. Should we bring the karbon? Rav Elchanan would say absolutely. For me, it doesn't sound that way in the lashon of the Tosaf Yitzchak. It just says ein mochin biyadam, that we don't protest, but not necessarily if we would say that lechatchila, that we would say you should bring. This is ein mochin biyadam. Point number two is something interesting to think about. Is Yisrael told me that Rafader Shlita said there's another way to read the word biyadam. Who's biyadam? Is biyadam the Aden, or is biyadam the Kohanim? So we translate ein mochin biyadam means that we're not mocha to the Kohanim. Rafader Shlita suggested, if Yisrael understood what he said, and it sounds interesting, that ein mochin biyadam means that we're not mochet, the Edom are not supposed to be mochet. That the Edom who believe that the guy is not chayav a karban, they don't have to go over to the Kohanim and say that the Kohanim are, tell the Kohanim, you know, says Al Pishnai made me up and over. We hold that you're not supposed to bring the karban. A mochet be other. According to that reading, don't worry, I'm not going to put Rav Futter on my side against Rav Elchanan, because at the end of the day, I'm sure Rav Futter would prefer to be in Rav Elchanan's side. But according to that reading, I just want to point out, if that reading is correct, then what would emerge is, then it would substantiate my point. In other words, it's just that the Edom don't have a chiyu to stop the guy, because they're going based on, they're doing that voda based on that possible hoda halacha. But if they would come and ask a shaila, what would the halacha be? Then the halacha might be very, very, very different if they would come and ask a shaila. In contrast to Rabbi Chanan, according to first day, Rabbi Chanan is saying it's an emunah vis-a-vis the world. Because, as we explained before, when it comes to personal kapara, then the reality is defined by the individual. It doesn't matter what Rosh Hashiva says, it doesn't matter what the Kohanim say, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. At the end of the day, it's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's the last point. Yes, I'm wrong.
I don't know if this helps, but I was thinking maybe the problem with Rosh Hashiva would be the
when the Gemara says, or when the Tosfos says, like, you would bring the Korban even if he's arguing against the Eidim, it's hard to hear that that's only if he's a Kohen, according to one of the opinions. Meaning, the way that Rav Chaim explains the Nafkamina, it ends up being that according to one of the opinions, only if he's a Kohen would he be allowed to bring it. But everyone else, really, he can't bring
enough
it.
Things that we can't
right? We're not going to stop a Kohen from doing it. We ourselves want to bring the Korban.
We, the Kohanim, will not bring. But if this guy...
He wants to.
Or if this Kohen is not aware, we don't need to stop him either.
But meaning, but
yeah. In other words, if a Stam Yisrael comes and he offers to bring a carbon, we don't need to stop him.
Oh, so not that he has to be a Kohen.
No, not that he has to be a Kohen. No, it doesn't have to be a Kohen. If this guy comes along, then we don't need to stop him. I want to go on. Eliezer Shlomo, last question. Go ahead.
To maybe answer the Amos and the other, why he chooses that lashon is because.
What's that question? I'm not familiar with that question. Oh. A mochim biyadim, according to Rav Chanan, I had asked. Yeah, no, okay, good. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Go ahead.
So I think that the best scenario is where he can bring a carbon and there's no one arguing on him. So he chooses the lashon a mochim biyadim because even though it's technically allowed and will allow him to bring it, there's still aiding coming against it. So it's not the ideal situation, which would be mochim biyadim. So since it's not the ideal, we say
why? I don't understand your words. Why is mochim biyadim ideal? What does that mean?
Meaning it's like lechatchila, there's no aiding testifying against him. That even though it's clear to the kohanim, it's not the best. It's not the best situation since we already have aiding coming against him. That's why it's ein mochim biyadim.
But again, I don't think the appropriate term is to protest. The critical part is not whether he should protest or not. That's not the critical issue.
Is if there's someone sitting down there, I'm not going to be able to scream today.
So maybe tell Daniel there are a couple seats over here if anybody. Okay. So let's begin continue on in the Gemara. So Gemara says as follows. Gemara said. Holo kasher chilka Rebbe Meir sphere. To Amar, Eidim mechayivin also carbon mikav chomer. That the Eidim are mechayiv the guy for a carbon with a kav chomer. This not Amar lo shnayim machal tochel. Who Amar lo achal? Rebbe Meir mechayiv lechacham poter. Meir says you chayiv, lechacham says you poter. Amar Rebbe Meir im heviu shnayim lidei misachamura. Both of you do the carbon at kav. Below, the Rabbanon come back. We're focusing, of course, on the Rabbanon. Man Yirtzalom are Mezir Yisi Potter. Now, because he could have said Mezir Yisi, he's going to be Potter. We're going to focus on this argument of the Rabbanon. The fact that he's able to say Mezir Yisi. So let's take a look at Rashi. We saw this Rashi already before. Amar lo shnayim achal tochel shogeg, who amar lo achal pi potur, shayach lo amar mezid yisi vi potur min hakarbon, av kish amar lo achal pi potur, d'ma lo l'shacher. Because if he wanted to have lied, he could have lied better. We're going to see there are Rishonim that understand the Das Rashi. What Rashi is saying is that he has a migul. If I wanted to have lied, I could have lied better. So number one is, even though that seems to be this day in Yirtzalom or Amezido, you see that Rashi seems to be using the concept of migul. Rashi over here doesn't actually use the words migul. He just says malo l'shak, if he wanted to lie. Now I know malo l'shak and migul are generally used in consonants, but yesh la'ayin that Rashi did not use the word migul. The Talmidim also pointed out that Rashi in Krisus on Yud Beis Amid Aleph is very cryptic. Rashi in Krisus on Yud Beis Amid Aleph on the word migul says the following. Now, the Gemara in Krisus, we've already pointed out, has two tzadim of the two sides for the rationale of the Rabbanim. What's the rationale of the Rabbanim based on? Is it because Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosem Meyagish? Or is it based on the idea of Nigud Bayam or Mezid Yisi? Those are the two tzadim. Now, here, interestingly, the Gemara uses Lashem Migu. Gemara doesn't use what Tosis refers to as Mitaritz Dibure, which we're going to see shortly. The Gemara used the word Migo. Yet, when Rashi describes it, says Rashi, when he describes the side of Yachalom Mitaritz Dibure, Yachalom or Mezda, you see? Rashi doesn't say Migo Dibayam or Mezda, you see? But rather, Rashi says, Kamayerotza Lashaka Yachalom or Mezda, you see? If he wanted to lie, he could have said Mezda, you see? So Yehuda and Eli, what did you point out as interesting in this Rashi?
The second line is needed.
Rashi seems to be saying two things. Rashi, on the one hand, repeats the Gemara, seems to repeat the Migu. If I wanted to have lied, I could have said Mezid. See. Then Rashi also says, and what I said, lo achalti, I'm mitaritz dibure. So that's tzarachiyun. What number are we up to? Tzarachiyun number 3. Did I say, I didn't say tzarachiyun on Lashon Gemara, but said tzarachiyun number 2. Maybe we'll better off that way. Tzarachiyun number 2 in Rashi. Tzarachiyun number 2 is Rashi and Krisus seems to say two different things. Number 1, he says migu, and then he also says that he's mitaritz dibure. Okay. The Ritva, we put on the Mar Mekomos, automatically assumes that Rashi by us is using a Migu. In his opening words, the Ritva in his opening words assumes that Rashi is using a Migu. The Ritva says, Ma'i mir talomar meza de yisi. Pirush Rashi umalo l'shaker mashma l'chor da'asalami din migu. So we could add that tzarachim number 1 is that the Ritva says that mashma from Rashi is using the concept of migu, but Rashi doesn't say it black on white that he's using migu. Okay. We're going to see in a moment that Tosos in Dibur Maskel Ma'am Yertzelo Mer Misi is going to ask Avam Kasha Migu. What's very interesting, Sarachiyah number 3, is that Tosos never quotes Rashi. Tosos, when he says he has a problem with this Migu that's a Beferish Gemara, it seems, in Krisus Yubez Amid Aleph, Tosos never says, Rashi said Migu, and Rashi is difficult. That's how the Ritva presents it. But Tosis never says it that way. Tosis comes along and says, if you're going to understand it's Migu, it's wrong, because Migu is B'makom Eidim, as we're about to see. So Tzarachiyah number 3 is, why is it that Tosis didn't quote Shimas Rashi? Now, Rabosa, I don't know if we're going to be able to, we're going to be zocha to truly answer all these tzarachiyuns, but these are nice geshmaka diyukim, and even if we go 50%, maybe one day you'll take it another 50%, or if we go 20%, you'll take another 30%, and then your Talmud will help you for the next 30%, then eventually maybe there'll be a deeper havana within Shittas Rashi. What we're going to do now is put the three tzarachiyuns on the side, and learn up Taisus. We can learn up Taisus as Shita. Says Taisus, Ma'am Yitzalom Mezid Yisi. Taisus points out that our whole Sugya is going within one Shita. Lulishna da Adam Neman Alatzma Yosem Me'e Eden. Hai Im Yitzalom Ludvarov de Rabbi Meir Ka'am. Taisus has a fascinating Chiddush. Tosas says, this is not the Shita of the Rabbanan. When you say, Imir Tzalom Armeza V'Yisi. That is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Kidi'isa V'Perek Amrulo, as what emerges from Krisus. Dili'idach Lishna, Taima D'Nefshayu Ka'amri. Because according to the other Lashon, they are saying a tam of themselves. What is Tosis doing? Tosis already pointed out that our sugya He's going according to Man Damar, Adam Nemar Alatsmo Yoser Mimeya Ish, according to the Rabban. And Tosis is now bothered by the following kasha. In Krisus, there are two hesbeirim according to the Rabbanan. Either the idea of Adam Nemar Alatsmo Yoser Meyedin, or the idea of Mitarik Stiburei, of Migu. We just got through saying that according to the Rabbanan, it's based on Adam Nemel Atzmo Yosher Mimeid. So now, says Tosvos, we're going to go like this. When our Gemara is going to say, Ma'im Yirtzalomar Mezid Ayisi, what the Gemara is doing is having the Rabbanan respond to an argument that even Rebbe Meir would agree with. An argument that even makes sense to Rebbe Meir. What's that argument that makes sense according to Rebbe Meir? And that is, even you, Rebbe Meir, should agree with me, even if you reject the idea of Adam Nemal Atzmo Yosem Imeid. You at least should agree with me that over here, this guy could be Metaritz Diburei. So back into Tosis's words. Tosis says like this: Lilishna da Adam Nemal Atzmo Yosem Imeid. Now I'm adding, why does Tosis start out that way? Because Tosis already above in Dibra Maschil, what Dibra Maschil? Malapiv had already said that we were going according to Mandom Adam Nemel Atzmo Yosem Mimeya. So he says, Ludvar of the Remeir Kamri, Kid Isa Perakamru. Dili Idach Lishna, Taima the Nafshayu Kamri. Ve'ein, period. Because according to the other Lashon, then when we say Mitar Tzidubure, that's within the Dasa Rabbanan. But now, we're going according to the Rabbanan as being based on Yoser Mimeo Eidim. The Ein Lefarish says Tosfos, but you cannot explain Uma imir tzalomar sheinemon lomar lo achalti migu di boyar mezer yisi. But whether where it's the Rabbanan shita or it's the Rabbanan saying according to Rabbi Meir, even if you reject Adam Neman al Atzmo, he should at least be believed to be Mataritz Diburei. But don't say, says Tosfos, that this is a migu. The migu b'makom Eidim, because this is a migu that's flying in the face of Eidim. What's Tosa saying over here? Tosa says like this. Tosa says that if we're going to be talking about Imir Tzalomar Mezid Oyisi as being a classic migu, how in the world could a guy be Neman to say, Eidim, you're wrong, believe me, lo achalti, that I could have said achalti b'mezid. That's a migu makom Eidim. Is he asking this the first day in the sugya? If you understand it as being a migu, it's a migu makom Eidim. So says Tosos, that's not the pshat. Ella, what is the pshat? Klomar, as to say, af masha marti, af masha amar lo achalti, Yachol etaritz dvarav lomar lo achalti shogegel mezid. No, what the Gemara means over there when it says migu, when the Gemara means is metaritz dibure. Umayri dekashamar lo achalti lo bodku also. They didn't check entirely. Eich hayadaita utzof amar shemezid haya. Visavi rabbanon, the rabbanon hold the mashamar lo achalti. That was what he was thinking. Now, Rabbi Meir, let's leave Rabbi Meir for now, because we haven't focused on what's Rabbi Meir's Havana. We're focusing entirely in the sheet of the Rabbana. So Tosa says very simply, Tosa says it can't be a migu. That's Tosa's Ashita. That our sugya, if the Rabbanan are based on Mitaritz Diburei, so then Mitaritz Diburei is not the concept of migu, but rather is a concept of that a person is allowed to explain his words. He's allowed to explain his words vis-a-vis Eden. Comes along the Tosis Yishanim in Krisus. On the bottom of the page, on Yudbeis Amud Aleph, the Tosis Yishanim asks a very, very, very strong question. And that is, what is the difference between Mitaritz Dibure and Migu B'Malkam Eden? And he quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra. He quotes that the Gemara in Bava Basra seems to put together Mitaritz Dibure and Migu. Could someone pass me a Cheskes Abatim? The case of Zelmer Shel Avosa. He doesn't give us the daf. We'll find that shortly. Blinether. Each one, we've already discussed this case. On Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Zelmer Shel Avosai V'Zelmer Shel Avosai. Hay Aisi Sadi D'Avosehu V'Hay Aisi Sadi D'Ochol Shnei Chazaka. One group brings Eden that belongs to his father, and another one brings Eden that it belonged to his father, another one brings Eden that he 8 years of Chazaka. Amar Rav Chizda says, Malul Shaker. The guy who says that it belongs to his father is believed. Second. He's believed with the Migu. Who's believed with the Migu according to Rav Chizda? Believe, just a second. Amar Rav Chizda Malo Lashakir Lazesh Yeshlo Ede Chazaka. The other way around. The guy who has years of Chazaka has amigos. Iba Yamale Minach Savinte Vachalte Shnei Chazaka. He could say, instead of saying it didn't belong to your father at all, he could say it belonged to your father and I bought it from you and I ate Shnei Chazaka. Abayev and Rava lo svir lahadar of Chizda. Abayev and Rava don't hold of Chizda. Mali v'shaker v'malkom Eidim lo amrinan. We consider it a migu going up against Eidim. Now asks the Tosis Yishanim in Krisus, at the end of the day, that is not only a case of migu malkom Eidim. That's a case that we should believe the guy to be Mataritz Tibure. Let's take a look now at the Tosis Yishanim that you photocopied inside. V'hada arminan b'kama dichti l'kuli amav migu makumin lo arminan haynu b'makum shegabru edusan. It's only a case where he's gomer edusan. Abaya omer migu makum edim lo arminan v'hasam. He says, why over there don't you say mitaritz dibure da omer shelavosai the samichna alayu kishelavosai. He could re-explain when he said shelavosai, what he meant was that it was like it's mine, like it was avosai. I didn't mean to say that I didn't eat Shnei Chazaka. It's so mine that my grandfather has already been sitting on it. Why there aren't you able to be Mataritz Dibure? So that's the Tosis Yishanim's Kasha. Tosis Yishanim asks, and Tosis Yishanim gives a Teretz. Tosis Yishanim points out, it's not Pashut when Mitaritz Dibure is always going to work b'makom Eidim. Because at the end of the day, there are times that The Gemara says it doesn't work against Edom. There are Edom already that the guy ate Shnei Chazaka. And once there's Edom that the guy ate Shnei Chazaka, so Mitaritz Tibure is not going to work at first glance, is not going to work as well. So this is the Shita of Tosas. The Tosas learns that if it would be amigo, it wouldn't work. Despite the fact that it's not partial that you could be Mitaritz Tibure and Keneged Edom. I'm pointing out from Tosas and Krisus that that's a Shaila. But nevertheless, Tosas is Mechalik between the two. So. But Tosas is convinced that the Migu itself is not going to work. Now, Rabosai, I might have lost you in the Tosas you showed me in the case above of Basra. Put that in brackets. Okay? That you don't need to follow the rest of the things I'm going to say. All I want to point out to you is that Tosas Yishonim has a question in regard to the Mitaritz Tibure. Now, Rashi needs to be answered. The Pashtus. Rashi is saying, when the guy says he can say Mezid a Yisi, Rashi is of the opinion over here that it's working as what? That Rashi is of the opinion that it's working as a Migu. Says the Ritva. Pirush Rashi. Dibra Maskel, the Shita Mekubetz, that says Dibra Maskel, Man Yerzalom, Mezid a Yisi. Pirush Rashi, Umama Lo Lushaka. Mashma Lechora, the Asalom, Yidin Migu. It would seem from here that Rashi is saying that that this day is of the opinion that it works as a migu. Bichalah b'tosos. Tosos asked two questions. We only spoke about the second question. Mirtz Hashem on Tuesday, we're going to pick up on the question of Einah that makes a matzah rosh. Somebody asked it to me during Seder. About it. Way before we got to Tosas. Okay, one time we can ask you a question. One question is Einah the Mesa Matz Rasha. Let's leave that, we'll discuss that later. Vesu and another Kasha, the Kaimalon, the Lo Amrina, Migu, the Makom HaKosha Seidim. We pass in Migu, Makom Eidim, Lo Amrina. That's the second Kasha. Upirshu. And they explain. What the Ritva means is that already in their base of Medrash, they already explained Rashi. Even though Tosas rejected Rashi, in their base of Medrash, they defended Rashi. They explain means the Ramban and others. Ki b'krisus nemru al zeh shtei lashonos. In Maseches Krisus, we had two lashonos, two explanations for the sheet of the Rabban. Ha'echad. One explanation is midichsiv ohodala elav ki atorah mina bezeh yoser me'eid. And the second explanation, skip down, I'm going to come back. I just want to tell you what the two explanations are. Dimitartzinan divure. Like we saw in Tosfos, there are two explanations of Shita the Rabbana. One explanation of Shita the Rabbana is Adam Neman al Atzma Yosem Meir Ish. And the other explanation is not Adam al Neman al Atzma Yosem Meir Ish, but rather the concept of Mitartzinan Dibure. Says the Ritva something fascinating. V'rabbanan hachi ka'ami. This is a fascinating Ritva. Now, I told you we're about to hit turbulence. This is not an easy sugya. Some sugyas are smooth with two avanos and the nafkamina, Rabbi Chanan, everything's clear. This is something that's going to be a little more foggy. But at the end of the day, we got to do our best to try to understand. For Rabbanan Hachi Kamri, says the Ritva, fascinating, but that's Rashi. Al titama heicha minta shel atzmo al atzmo yosem me'ed lefatra mekarba. How do we know that the guy is believes more than 100 agents? Sharei gam yesh biyado tam lifter atzmo mevakum edim. Sheyomar mezid a yisi. The way in which we could explain the rationale of the Torah, that the guy is believed more than 100 people, is because if he wanted to have lied, he could have lied better. So that's what that's the svara of Adam Neman al Atzma. Yosef Meyaidim. The reason why Adam Neman al Atzma Yosef Meyaidim based on Oho Deilav is because this guy has a migu. Now, it's a Xeris HaKosov to say that it breaks out Aiden. But the mechanic of the Torah is the reason the mechanic of the Torah is that the guy has a migu. Now I want to stop right here and point out that this is very, very different understanding that Tosas had in Oho Deilav, as explained by the Ran and the Ramban. And that is, or a very different Havana that we had Bidas and Ramban. I'll say it even slightly differently. Very different Havana that we had in the Ramban and the Ran. What was their idea? Daniel's idea. And that is the notion that is kapara. The Nemonus is based on the idea of kapara. Here, we're saying no. What the Torah is doing is the Torah is saying this is a super migu. It's a migu that's believed even against Edom, and the Torah tells you don't follow Edom. But the reason, the mechanic of his Nehemonus is if he wanted to have lied, he could have lied better. So when the Gemara says, oh, hold that, and Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Meyaish, that's based on a super migu. Super in the sense that normally a migu like this doesn't work, and over here we're going to say that it does work. That's the first first explanation. Now we've already answered part of the question, and that is migu makom edim lo amrinan. The answer is that Rashi is assuming it's a migu. The Ritva says Rashi is learning that it's a migu, but the Xeris HaKosov of Ohoda is telling us that this migu is going to be acceptable, and here for some reason we ignore it. But why? Not necessarily because it's about his kapara, but rather there's Xeris HaKosov that the guy wanted to lie, he could have lied better, and we take that nemonus and use that nemonus and ignore the tiny of the Eidim. If I'm Avin Yavin, you could also explain that it's connected to the kapara part, but it's a little bit more difficult. The Pashtus says there's no mention over here of kapara whatsoever. There's Xeris HaKosov that this guy is his nem. Vatam Hasheni, continues the Ritva, and the second rationale of the Gemara is the mitartzinan dibure. The Gemara also said that you could explain his words. V'hachi ka'amar. And this is what it means to say. Lo achalti shogeg el amezid. Ve'ena machish ha'seidim. The second explanation is saying that you're not contradicting the Eidim. And this is what? Notice I'm reading Vaha in a slightly different way than you normally do. And this that says, Anu chayovin letaritz diburo. The Xeris HaKosov is not telling you, migu b'mokom eidim amrina, but rather is telling you that you need to re-explain his words. My delo avdina b'chashad alma, which you normally don't do. Afal gav diiko migu. In a case where he normally has a migu. Normally if he has a migu, the migu goes up against the Eidim, you throw out the migu. But over here, the Torah says about this migu that you're metaritz dibure. And according to this, ilu amar lo achalti klal. If he says, I didn't eat at all, in other words, he doesn't leave open the option. Lo achalti shogeg av achalti mezid. What was the case in our Mishnah? He said, lo achalti increases. But what if he adds a third word, says the Ritva? He says, lo achalti klal. Kivan the matfish ha'edim, since he's contradicting the Edim, eino neman. In such a case, he would not be believed, because you can no longer use the concept of migo over here in the context of mitaritz diburei. So Rabosai, what the Ritva does over here is he believes Rashi is saying Amigu Mamish. And his answer to Tosis' question is it's not considered Amigu Malkum Edom, both according to the Man Damar who says Mitaritz Dibure, and the Man Damar who says Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosem Me'edim, for two different reasons. According to the Man Damar who says Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosem Me'edim, Vixeris Akosov of Ohoda says that for some reason we believe this guy's Migu even if it goes up against Edom. If I wanted to have lied, I could have lied better. Normally, the Torah doesn't give credence to this Migu. We don't trust the Migu in the face of Edom. But if the Torah says, believe this guy, then we say, if we want to have lied, he could have lied better. The other pshat, he says, according to Rashi, the other day, according to Rashi, will be read as follows. And that is, Mitaritz Dibure is telling us that a person has the right to explain his words. And the Migu over here of the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Migu, the Gemara means that the Gzeiras HaKosov tells us that he's allowed to explain his words in a way that we normally don't allow by Migu Mamakom Edim. Now, I want to point out, according to the Ritva's explanation, within both Deos, the question from Bava Basra falls away. The answer to why we're not Mitaritz Dibure in all other cases, like by Zelmer Shel Avosai, the case I gave you in the brackets, to put this in the brackets too, those cases are all not with Gzeiras HaKosov. According to the Ritva B'das Rashi, this is a special halacha. Either Adam Neman al Atzmo or Mitaritz Dibure are cases of Nemanus that break the general rules. And therefore, the Gzeiras HaKosov is either that Amigu is going to be believed against Edom, which it normally doesn't, or Amigu, a case which seems to be going up against Edom, where it would normally be Amigu Makom Edom, here we have Gzeiras HaKosov to be Mitaritz Dibure. But either way, you can never ask in all of Nezikin, we're learning Nezikin now. So we have to ask the Tosis Yishanim's Kash and Krisus. Yet there are some times that you could have said Mitaritz Dibure. No. This is a special halach and oho that I love. And by the way, Tosis might agree with this point as well. But Tosis by us. And as a Tosis, this point of the Ritva is a very, very beautiful point with Das Rashi. You have to say this. But what we also gained from the Ritva is we answered the Bam Kash. Amigu b'makom edim. No. This Gzeiras, it's not just simply a Migu that's B'makom Edim. The Gzeiras HaKosov says that this Migu is going to work. It is a Migu, but it's a Migu that's going to work against Edim. And that's the pshat, according to Rashi, Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimei Edim. Or the pshat is that because he's Mitaritz Dibure, we're not bothered by the fact that it's Migu B'makom Edim. What's the nafkamina, the Ritva says, between these two explanations? What happens if he says lo achalti klal? If you have lo achalti klal, so it's a migu makom edim, and you can't be mitaritz dibure, according to the first daya, he's still nema with a migu makom edim. According to the second daya, the Gzeiras HaKosov tells you that a migu makom edim doesn't work. It's not going to work, but you could be mitaritz dibure. And in this case, what are we going to do? In this case, we're not going to be able to be Mitaritz Dibure if he says lo achalti klal. Ad kan divrei haritva. So what have we been remarviach haritva? We answer two bomb kashas. Taisis' kasha is, it's amigu mokum edim mamish, number one. And number two, according to Ritva, what we're marviach is, this is why we don't have Mitaritz Dibure in the rest of Shas. I was wondering if we use this Ritva, we could go back to some of our Tzarachim's B'das Rashi. we had another Tzarachim Adas Rashi, a Tzarachim that we had a long time ago. A long time ago, we asked that Rashi seems to be going within two different Lashonas. Rashi seems to be going with the Lashon of Adam Nemel Atzma when he quotes the Gzeres HaKasuv of Ohoda. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Tzarachim, that I didn't say over today, right? And Rashi seems to be going also with the Svara of Metaritz Dibure. So Tzarachim number four, B'das Rashi, is, at the end of the day, which one is it? Is our sugya going with the Gzeres HaKasuv of Ohoda? Or is our Gzeres HaGemara going with the Metaritz Dibure? Based on the above, I'm going to give you two terutzim. Based on the Ritva, points out Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, you could say that Rashi is not so sure himself. Because in the second day of Yirtzim, Yirtza Lomar Mezid Ayisi, what did we say? That the reason why he's able to be Metaritz Dibure is because of the Gzeres HaKasuv. The Gzeres HaKasuv is what tells us that it's not a Migul V'Makom Eidim and will allow him to be Metaritz Dibure. So how would that read back in Rashi? Potter Shayach Lomar Mezid Yisim Yipotter Min HaKarbin. Because if he wanted to have lied, he could have lied better. It's a migul makom eidim. So the answer to that question is, he's able to be metaritz dibure. And that's what our Gemara said, black on white. When our Gemara said, Amru lo, mam yirtza lo, mar mezid a yisi yipater. He could have said mezid a yisi yipater, and therefore he's going to be believed. He's going to be believed to say, lo achalti. The reason in which he's believed lo achalti is because he's able to be metaritz dibure. Now, Avram pointed out, it doesn't have to be that he's going to be metaritz dibure. Bezdin could be metaritz dibure as well. Because this migu is believed as long as we're able to be metaritz dibure, and it's not considered migu v'makom eidim. Doesn't qualify as a migu v'makom eidim. Why does it not qualify as a migu v'makom eidim? Because the Gzeres HaKasuv says that you're able to be metaritz dibure. Like the Ritva said, within the second day of Metaritz Dibure. So then what will come out is that Rashi is setting up, according to the Tzad of Metaritz Dibure, that it's going to say later on. And when he says, oh, hold on, love, Rashi's not going like Tosos in terms of Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosem Mimea Eidim. Vamevin Yavin, the Ramban himself and the Rashba both explained that the first day of the Gemara is not based on Malapiv, is not based on the Mandomer of Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosem Mimea Eidim Dafka. Doesn't have to be built on that Dafka, it could be explained differently. Therefore, Rashi might very well not be very, very different than Tosos. And Rashi doesn't have to make Tosos' point. That Tosos says that when we were talking about the Rabbanan, we were talking about the Rabbanan in the Man Damer Neman Al Atzmo Yosir Mimei Eidim. In fact, we can call it Tzarachim number five. Tzarachim number five is, at the end of the day, Tosis is very, very difficult. Tosis says, Ma'am Yirtza Lomer Mezid Isi is not the sheet of the Rabbanan. We're talking in the Rabbanan. How could Tosis say we're not in the Rabbanan? We're talking in the Rabbanan. But Tosis is bothered because Tosis said, Ma'alipiv is going according to Ma'adomar and Adam Neman Alatzma Yosem Mimei Eidim. So Tosis is now bothered why we quote the other sheet that seems to be Metaritz Diburei. According to Rashi, that's not a problem. There's no echreach that previously we were talking within the Mandomar Adam Neman Alatzma Yosem Mimei Eidim. There was no Echreya. And therefore, since there's no Echreya, so then everything is going to be beautiful, Aliba, Aliba Lirashi. So that's in regards to answering Tzarechiyun's number 4 and number 5. In regards to Tzarechiyun numbers 1, 2, and 3, it could very well be on Tzarechiyun number 1, why did Rashi not use the word Migu? That the reason why Rashi doesn't want to use the concept of Migu is because Rashi wants this Lashon of the Gemara not to be dependent dafka on Migu. Because as we pointed out from the Ritva, Migu exists in the first Lashon of Adam Nemra Latzma Yosem Imeya Edim, and Migu exists in the second Lashon as well, the way the Ritva learns. But rather, what's the first Lashon, the second Lashon based on? It's based on the idea of a Malu L'Shakir of Mitaritz Tibure. So Rashi doesn't want to use the word Dafka Migu. Rashi doesn't want to say that we're talking about Dafka Migu. Because at the end of the day, it's not Migu alone. It's Mitaritz Tibure. It's not a Migu, it's Mataritz Dibure. And the Nafkamina is, as the Ritva set out, if he said Lo Achalti Klal. So then in such a case, he's not going to be Nema. It's true, it's a Mali L'Shaker, but it's not a classic Migu. That's the answer to Tzarechiyun number 1. Now let's go to Rashi and Krisus. What did Rashi and Krisus say? We were bothered that Rashi seems to contradict himself. Rashi and Krisus seems to say, on the one hand, he starts off saying, Migu di bayim ayarotza l'shaker yachalomer mezid ayisi. If I wanted to have lied, I could have made a better lie. Umasha amarti lo achalti lo achalti shogel amezid. So we said, which one is it? Is it a Migu? Or is it Mataritz Dibure? The answer is exactly what the Ritva says in the second Deya. It's a Migu, but you have a problem of a Migu b'makom Edim. And the answer to that problem, Migu b'makom Edim, is Mataritz Tibure. Hence, Rashi, the answer to Tzarechiyun number 3, does not use the word Migu over there as well, because it's not a classic Migu. If you would have used the word Migu, then you would have had Tosus's problems. Tosus in Bar Metzia asks Migu Makom Edim. Tosus in Krisus, the Tosus Yishanim, asks, but at the end of the day, we're Mitaritz Dibure. Why can't you be Mitaritz Dibure in Bava Basra? The answer is, this is not a classic Migu. This is a Migu which is born out of Xeris HaKosov of Mitaritz Dibure, which is Xeris HaKosov. So the Nemonus is an Nemonus of Migu. It's an Nemonus of Migu, like the Gemara in Krisus says. But Rashi doesn't use the words of Migu altogether, because if it's a classic Migu, so the rule is Migu Makamei Lo Armina. No, it's a Mali L'Shaker, which is based on the concept of Mitaritz Dibure. That's the pshat. That's how we'll be miyashiv all the that's how to be miyashiv Rashi. And it's all built from the way the Ritva is being masked. And then the Tosis Shanim's kasha falls away. The Tosis's kasha falls away. And now we see why Rashi didn't explain the Gemara as a Migu. Just simply pshuto kimashmo. When the Gemara says Migu, the Gemara doesn't mean a Migu. If I wanted to have lied, I could have lied better. That's actually in the first day of Ohoda Alaf. That just works as a Xeris HaKosov against Eidim. But rather, it's a Mali L'Shakir Dibayam Amezid Ayisi. Now, Rabosai, I know this is probably the hardest shiur I ever gave. This man. This is a hard shiur. It's not an easy shiur. I felt a little bit of pressure to finish the sugi before vacation. This part of the sugya. But you also have a couple days to review. There might be things also you might want to tinker with. we said a lot. We were merames. Let me just repeat that. It came to me as I was learning with you. I was just merames to the idea that Tosas is very much madchik our Gemara. Ma'am yirtzeh lomer mezid yisi, that our Gemara is not going according to Shita Rabbanan himself. What I mean by that is not going within what we just said above. So when the Gemara is quoting this, the Gemara is saying the Rabbanan is going to say this according to Rabbi Meir, according to your own Shita. According to Rashi, you don't have to say that at all. Because Rashi never committed upstairs when he said, oh, Oda Alav, whether he was working with Imir Tzalom or Mezri, Yisim Itaritz Tiburei, or Adam Neman Atzma Yosem Imei Eidim. If so, so then Mam Yirtzalom or Mezri Yisi is Mitaritz Tiburei. It's a pure Mitaritz Tiburei. And then you don't have the Dechia that Tosas has. If you had a hard time following all this, which is normal, then let me summarize in the next 3 minutes the sugya in the most basics. Okay, the most basic part of reviewing what we did today, we compacted a lot in over here, is very, very simple, and that is that there's a basic question in the sugya, the ne'emonus of Imir Talom Amezer Yisi. Why don't we say that is a legal mitzvah? That's why Tosa says that you can't understand it pshuto kimashmo as a migul makom eidim. But rather, Tosa says that you have to understand this as metaritz dibura. That's how Tosa explains our sugya. We then saw, leaving aside the tzarachims and how we're explaining all the nuances in Rashi, we then saw black on white the Ritva. That the Ritva says to be miyashiv Rashi, that what's going on over here is, according to both opinions, the opinion of the Gemara of Adam Nemalatz Yosem Me'edim, or the opinion of the Gemara that we have in regards to Metaritz Diburei, that it's a Xeris Hakosu that's telling you Migo Makom Eidim Amrina in Adam Nemal Atzma. And therefore, the Kasha Migo Makom Eidim, which the Ritva assumes is a Kasha on Rashi, because Rashi seemed to be saying that it was a Migo, Rashi seemed to be saying it was a Migo, falls away. Because the Xeris Hakosu tells you one of two things. Either, according to Madamar Adam Nemal Atzma Yosem Emeh Eidim, the Xeris HaKosu tells you that you believe this guy against the Eidim. Why? Xeris HaKosu. Or, says the Ritva, the Xeris HaKosu is telling you, despite the fact that it's a Migul Makom Eidim, we are going to be able to be Metaritz Diburet. And the nafgamina, according to the Ritva, is when he says lo achalti klal. According to Adam Neman Latzvah Samaitim, he's still going to be believed. His migo, if I wanted to have lied, I could have lied better, applies even in that case. And according to the second day of the Ritva, the Nemanus over here is based on the notion of Metaritz Diburei. And if he says lo achalti klal, he's not going to be Neman at all. That's the Shitas HaRishonim we did. Tosos and the Ritva defending Rashi. We then, in our Tzarechiyuns, tried to be medayik in every word in Rashi and the Gemara, and tried to point out that there were reasons why Rashi used the different formulations based on what the Ritva had said, and every word then, according to Rashi, would come out medayik. That was the bonus. But in Chazara, what you want to do is be able to read Rashi, to read Tosas, and to be able to read the Ritva. And if once you've done all of that, if you're interested in our Tzarechiyuns, so once you've done all that, you should be interested in the Tzarechiyuns, and then decide whether what we said was Mukhrach or not. I'm just assigning Gedalia in terms of scheduling. Let's just do a halacha. Let's do a halacha first, and then maybe we'll also have time for questions.